NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Violence continues for a fourth day in Egypt. Officials say at least 800 people have died in fighting since the bloodshed began Wednesday. Supporters of ousted President Mohamed Morsi had been using a mosque in Cairo as a makeshift hospital and morgue. Today, security forces moved in. According to state-run television, all the protesters were removed safely from the mosque. NPR's Leila Fadel is in Cairo. She reports residents are shaken by the violence.
In general, Cairo is a city that's lived at night, and as you know, there's a curfew now every night. Outside of these marches, outside of these clashes, a lot of the streets are really empty. People are scared. They have never seen this level of violence in their capital, this type of urban warfare. And so, really, you're seeing a lot of people staying at home because the clashes are so unpredictable and they break out so easily. It's a feeling of extreme tension and fear, and a lot of people really trying to stay at home.
NPR's Leila Fadel in Cairo. Authorities in Afghanistan say 18 people were killed in attacks across the country today. In the western part, insurgents ambushed a construction camp before dawn. 9 workers and a police officer were killed. Also in the west, a man blew himself up inside a medical clinic, killing 3 people. And in southern Afghanistan, 5 people died when their minivan struck a roadside bomb. Some 170 people are still missing in the southern Philippines after a ferry sank after being hit by a cargo vessel last night. At least 31 people are confirmed dead. Accidents at sea are common in the Philippines because of frequent storms, poorly maintained boats, and lax safety regulations. A gondola collided with a ferry in Venice's Grand Canal today. Officials say a tourist from Germany was killed. One of the top firefighting priorities in the U.S. is in Idaho. More than 140-square-mile wildfire is burning near the resort towns of Ketchum and Sun Valley. More evacuations were issued overnight. Boise State Public Radio's Sadie Babbitts reports.
The Beaver Creek fire grew significantly overnight. It is now the size of Philadelphia, and it continues to threaten homes in what's known as the Wood River Valley. Fire spokesman Rudy Evenson says earlier today the fire calmed down as smoke settled into the area. It's like putting a barbecue lid over the coals and letting them smolder. But he says that won't last for long.
What'll happen later in the day as the sun heats up the earth, the air rises, and the wind starts blowing, that's like taking the lid off the barbecue.
Fire crews are ready for a busy afternoon as rough terrain, gusty winds, and relatively low humidity make the task difficult. For NPR News, I'm Sadie Babbitts.
This is NPR News from Washington. President Obama said today he'll do everything in his power to make sure the health care law works the way it's supposed to. In his weekly address, the president expressed dismay that Republicans in Congress are trying to dismantle the law, even threatening to shut down the government if Congress doesn't take out the money needed to pay for it. West Virginia Congresswoman Shelley Moore Capito delivered the Republican address. She said the health care law is a train wreck, that at least the portion of the law that requires that individuals obtain health insurance should be delayed. New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg's administration is appealing a judge's ruling against its controversial stop and frisk program. NPR's Dan Bobkoff has more.
Less than a week after Judge Shira Scheinlid ruled that New York stop-and-frisk policing was unconstitutional, disproportionately targeting minorities, the mayor's law department filed a notice of appeal. Speaking on WOR Radio, Bloomberg says he's asking for a stay on the judge's ruling, which orders an independent monitor and police to wear cameras in a pilot program.
We think the judge could not be more wrong. The Supreme Court has ruled. We follow the rules. This would be a disaster for the city.
The administration has yet to outline the specific grounds for appeal, and it may not last. Many mayoral candidates have vowed to drop the appeal if elected. Dan Bobkoff, NPR News, New York.
This is Hampfest weekend in Seattle, an annual event along the waterfront to celebrate marijuana. The difference this year is that marijuana for recreational use is now legal in Washington State for adults over 21. The Seattle Police Department is handing out information on how the new law works attached to bags of Doritos. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR.